I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Libya, one part power vacuum, one part warlord, two parts battling philosophies, and what you get is a chaotic, failed state. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says the whole mess made a perfect seedbed for groups like ISIS. They've chased most of the Christians out, but here's what's interesting. The immigrants who came in looking for work in Libya are now the backbone of the church, which means the gospel's making inroads in places that it couldn't before. So keep praying for miracles like these to continue. And while ISIS tries to destroy the hope of Christians in Libya, one organization is helping it to thrive elsewhere. A group from SOAR International is providing physical aid for a church in Abkhazia and helping it hold a camp for physically disabled kids. SOAR's Greg Mangione says the goal is to meet children's temporary needs, but also to impact their family for eternity. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get the details on these stories and more every day at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.